Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Did you know that more than 1.5 million people travel to Turkey each year for medical procedures, many specifically for plastic surgery, cosmetic care, and hair transplants? That makes Turkey one of the largest global hubs for medical tourism, outpacing many local markets and attracting patients who otherwise might have stayed home. And today we're going to unpack why this is happening and what it means for clinics in the UK, Europe and Australia, and most importantly, how you can win back patients who are currently choosing overseas options. Hi everyone, and welcome back to OMD TV and podcast show, the place to be to grow and scale your practice. We're here to explore growth strategies, conversion systems, and future-proof marketing for medical practices. And I'm your host, Huyen Truong. And over the past decade, I've worked closely with medical clinics across Australia, the UK, Europe, and US, helping them boost new patient acquisition in highly competitive environments. Let me start with a reality check. If you are a hair transplant clinic or plastic surgery clinic in the UK, Europe, or Australia, you are no longer just competing with clinics down the street. You are competing with thousands of clinics in Turkey, many of them in one city, Istanbul, for example, all fighting for the same international patient. And when competition reaches that level, there is always one channel clinics go to first to survive, lowering the price. And today we're going to talk about how competitive the Turkish market really is and why price becomes the first battleground and why price cutting is a trap for Western clinics. And most importantly, what you can do to win back those patients. Let's begin. Why patients travel abroad for medical procedures? Medical tourism isn't new, but it's growing rapidly, especially for aesthetic procedures and hair restoration. Turkey in particular has transformed into a leading global hub. Recent data shows that Turkey welcomed more than 1.5 million international patients in 2024, generating significant revenue for its healthcare sector. Notably, a large portion of this traffic is driven by hair transplant procedures, cosmetic and reconstructive surgery, dental work, and other elective treatments. In some reports, hair transplant represented nearly 50% of arrivals to Turkish medical facilities, and in 2023, close to 470,900 cosmetic procedures were performed, including rhinoplasty, liposuction, and breast augmentation. Another estimate shows that over 1 million people travel to Turkey specifically for hair restoration treatments annually, spending upwards of $2 billion, a powerful indicator of both demand and value perception internationally. Patients come from across European countries, the Middle East, North America, and beyond, drawn by lower costs, short wait times, and the perception of comparable quality. And from the UK, Ireland, Germany, and Scandinavia, Turkey is now one of the top destinations for cosmetic and hair transplant tourists because it is accessible, a four-hour flight for many, and offers bundle packages that include accommodation and transportation. How competitive is Turkey really? Now, the numbers matter here. Let's put emotion aside and talk facts. Here's the part most clinics underestimate. The number of clinics in Istanbul alone, estimates range from 1,000 hair transplant clinics, hundreds more cosmetic and plastic surgery clinics, a network of clinics aggressively marketing online to patients globally. And this creates an extreme supply side pressure. When you have hundreds of thousands of clinics offering similar procedure, the market behaves very differently from the UK, European country, US and Australia. In the hair transplant niche specifically, Istanbul has been described as the global hair transplant capital, with clinics leveraging advanced procedures like FUE and DHI to deliver results that appear comparable to Western standards, but at a fraction of the cost. This scale not only creates significant price competition, it also creates perceived value advantages that local clinics often struggle to match. What happens in hyper-competitive markets? This is where economics kick in. When supplies is high, services are perceived as similar, patients are price sensitive. The first competitive level almost every clinic pulls is price. This is exactly what we see in Turkey. Hair transplant prices start at 3,000 to 4,000 euro and now advertised at 2,000, 1,000 family euro, sometimes under 1,200 euros. Plastic surgery packages are bundled with hotel transfers, translators, aftercare promises, not because it's sustainable, but because competition forces it. This is the key insight most Western clinics miss. And like, Turkey didn't start cheap. It became cheap because competition forced it to. Why patients choose medical tourism over local care? Now, before we talk about winning them back, let's understand why they go there in the first place. First of all, cost savings. One of the most commonly cited reasons patients go abroad is cost. Procedures in Turkey can be significantly cheaper than the UK, European country, US, and Australia, even when flights and hotels are included. Shorter wait times. Many patients cite long wait lists or limited access to specialists locally, especially for elective or cosmetic procedures, as a major reason they look overseas first. For example, ongoing pressure within the NHS and extended waiting time for private surgery in the UK have been linked to rising interest in treatments abroad. Perception of similar quality. Turkish clinics often market internationally, highlighting skilled surgeons, modern technology, and English-speaking staff, helping create a perception that patients can get the same quality for less money. Convenience and tourism appeal. Istanbul and other Turkish cities position medical trips as a hybrid experience, combining treatment with travel, which can be appealing for some patients. Why UK, European, Australian, and US clinics lose when they compete on price? Here's the uncomfortable truth. UK, European country, Australian, and US clinics cannot win a price war with Turkey. Not structurally, not legally, not economically. Your costs are higher because of regulation is stricter, staffing costs are higher, insurance are higher, compliance is higher. And when Western clinics try to match Turkish pricing, one of three things happens. Margins disappeared, quality drops, the clinics burned out or closed. This is why price cutting is the most dangerous strategy you can adopt. And yet many clinics feel forced into it because they don't understand what channel to compete on instead. And why patients still choose Turkey and just beyond price? In my previous episode, I think video 84, postcard 132, why are Turkish clinics so good at selling and dominating medical tourism? I explained that Turkish clinics are not just cheap. They are excellent sellers. They win because they follow up relentlessly. They offer multiple consultations. They remove frictions from the process. They sell whole experience, not just a procedure. Price opens the door. Sales system close the deal. This is why simply being better clinically is not enough. So how do you actually win patients back the reality? Let's get tactical now, because this is where many clinics get frustrated. They understand why patients go to the Turkey. They understand why they can't compete on price, but they don't know what to compete on instead in a way that actually changes patients' decisions. This is where strategy matters. First, stop competing on entry price and stop letting patients frame the comparisons. First mistake clinics make is allowing the conversation to start with, how much do you charge? Okay, once that happens, you already lost control of the decision. In Turkey, price is the entry point. In Western clinics, price must be the outcome of the value. Here's what that looks like in practice. Instead of leading with, we are cheaper than Turkey, or we can match their price, that easily position you as expensive, comparable, replaceable. Instead, your strategy must be price consolidation through value differentiation. You restructure the consultation so price comes after a detailed medical assessment, a donor analysis for hair transplant, a realistic outcome discussion, a long-term plan, for example, a strong UK or Australian or US hair transplant clinic doesn't sell one procedure, one result. They sell a multi-year hair strategy designed around your age, progression, donor capacity, and long-term appearance. That immediately makes your 1,500 euros overseas package not comparable because you are no longer selling the same thing. This is how you insulate price instead of defending it. Now, secondly, reframe the conversation around total cost and total risk, not fear, education, okay? One of the biggest mistakes clinics make is letting patients compare procedure price versus procedure price. They are not thinking about revision risk, donor over-harvesting, long-term maintenance. Who fixes the problems if something goes wrong? Instead, you must reframe this decision around total lifetime costs, risk exposure, long-term repair costs. For example, in hair transplant consultation, you might explain many overseas clinics focus on maximizing graft numbers in one session. That can look impressive short term, but if your hair loss progresses, which usually does, you may have no donor left for facial correction. Revision surgery after overseas hair transplant can cost 2 to 3 times more the original procedure. Or in plastic surgery, if a complication occurs overseas, most patients don't fly back. They come to a local surgeon to fix that. And the revision surgery is almost always more complex and expensive. You don't scare patients, you educate them. Patients who still choose overseas care after this conversation are not your ideal patients, by the way. Now, number three, win on continuity of care. This is where Turkey is structurally weak. This is one of the biggest strategic advantages that UK, European, and Australian and US clinics have. Yet, most barely talk about it. Turkey is built for volume and one-off procedures. You are built for ongoing follow-ups, in-person reviews, adjustment over time, long-term accountability. So you need to market continuity, not just outcomes, okay? For example, we follow your progress at 3, 6, 9, 12, and 24 months. If your hair loss progresses, we adjust your plan. Secondary procedures, maintenance programs, PRP, laser, red light therapy. Turkey is built for one-off transaction. You are built for long-term patient relationships. Market that properly. This matters far more to patients in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, the group with the highest lifetime value. When positioned correctly, continuity turns from an abstract concept into very tangible benefit. Now, number four, you need to compete on experience, not just clinical results. This is the lesson directly from Turkish clinics, but one most Western clinics misunderstand. Patients don't just buy outcomes, they buy how the process feels. Turkish clinics win because they respond instantly on WhatsApp. Okay, they follow up relentlessly. They guide patients step by step and they remove friction you don't need to copy their model, but you do need to upgrade yours. For example, faster response times, clear next steps after every interaction, longer discovery calls, pre-consult education, emails, phone calls, and videos, post-consult check-ins when patients feel supported before they pay, price becomes less dominant. Experience creates emotional certainty, and emotional certainty drives decisions. Now, number five, build authority where Topic cannot compete long-term. This is where the long game and most defensible strategy. Most Turkish clinics compete on ads, discounts, volume. They do not compete on, obviously, long-term authority, educational leadership, local reputation over decades. But you can, right? This includes surgeon-led educational content, transparent discussion of risks and limits, real long-term case studies, and clear explanation who you are not suitable for. Ironically, saying no to some patients increases trust with the right ones. And authority attracts patients who value safety, stability, long-term outcomes. These patients are less price sensitive and more loyal. The core mindset shift clinics must make, and here's the truth that makes everything click. Turkey is not winning because it's cheaper. Turkey is winning because it's crowded, it's aggressive, and it's sales optimized. It understands patient psychology. If the UK, European country, US, and Australian clinics try to fight Turkey on price, they lose. If they fight Turkey on education, authority, continuity, experience, long-term care, they win consistently. This is not about stopping medical tourism, it's about outgrowing it strategically and building a clinic that patients choose, not because it's cheaper, but because it feels safer, smarter, and more aligned with their future. How local clinics can win back these patients? So how do clinics in UK, European country, Australia, and US respond to this trend? Here are the key strategies that go beyond pricing, okay? First of all, educate patients early about the total treatment value. Many patients make decisions based on solely on price. However, local clinics should emphasize total care value, including pre-operative assessment quality, comprehensive follow-up care, and long-term clinical outcomes, local legal protection and regulation. And educating patients about what's included, what isn't, and what's at risk with lower cost abroad options can shift conversations from price to safety and quality. Now, secondly, strengthen digital presence with high trust content. Your clinic's website, SEO, digital content should clearly communicate verified surgeon credentials, transparent pricing and care pathways, patient education materials on risk, recovery, and expectations. Prospective patients searching for overseas positions often don't find trusted local content with the same visibility. Producing high authority pages with a lot of credentials, trust factors that answer common questions will help capture that demand locally. Now, number three, you need to leverage patient testimonials for long-term results. One advantage local clinics have is long-term outcomes. Your ability to showcase long-term success, structure follow-up care, and patient support that patients can trust. You need to encourage verified reviews, video testimonials, and case studies that reflect real long-term outcomes. Number four, you need to emphasize safety and accreditation. Highlighting your clinic's law to healthcare regulation compliance, quality accreditations, risk management processes. This becomes especially relevant when patients learn about risks experienced by others abroad. Now, number five, cultivate a strong referral network. GPs, dermatologists, dentists, and allied specialists often act as the trusted advisors. A strong referral network can position your clinic as a recommended option before a patient even considers going abroad. Now, here's the conclusion. The rise of medical tourism, particularly in Turkey, presents both a challenge and an opportunity for clinics in the UK, European country, US, and Australia. While the volume of international patients traveling abroad has grown, there's a large segment of patients who may be unaware of the full risks involved and also miss focus on the cost without understanding the long-term care value and seeking convenience, but not real continuity of the care. By repositioning your clinic around trust, education, and high-value outcomes, you can not only retain more local patients, but also appeal to those who are still comparing overseas options. Winning back patients lost to medical tourism doesn't happen overnight, but it starts with strategic messaging, higher trust content, and patient-centric care systems. If you'd like help turning these strategies into patient acquisition roadmap for your clinic, you're welcome to book a free strategy section at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com or reach out to our team at OMD via our email at marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. Your next stage of growth doesn't happen by chance. It happens by taking action and the right action. Let's do this together. And thank you very much for tuning in today for this episode. And I see you.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.